Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Okay, you're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. Thank you for sticking with us through the break. And we are talking about UFC 214, and we're now talking about the welterweight title bout. Who's fighting in that fight, William?
Tyron Woodley and Damian Maya.
Yes, Tyron Woodley and Damian Maya. This is going to be an interesting fight. Now, I let you go first on the first one, so I'll go first on this one here.
Oh, how dare you.
And I'm afraid for Tyron. This is that fight where I don't think anyone in the UFC wants to see Damian Maya win this fight. He's not an exciting fighter, but he's damn good. He's the human backpack. And if Tyron messes around, and Tyron's a world-class wrestler, but if Mr. Backpack gets on his back, Woodley could be in trouble. Do you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, Damian and Maya on the ground with anybody? And that goes all the way up into a heavyweight. And with anybody, he has a shot.
Everyone is going to be upset with me. If I was Tyron Woodley, I would approach this fight. And it's horrible to say this because it would be really bad for him as far as promotion goes. But I would approach this fight kind of the way I approached the Wonder Boy fight. Super cautious. Low activity rounds. I would look for my shots. I don't care how ugly the round goes. I don't care if we don't land a shot. We got five rounds. Woodley can knock Damian Maya out cold. But and normally I would put Woodley, I'm fine with Woodley fighting, wrestling anyone in his division except for Damian Maya. That's the one if I'm Woodley, I do not want to see Woodley on the ground. So I would go with a very patient strategy where, you know, I lull Maya into a situation where he drops that hand and then I drop the boom on him. With that being said, when I look at this and I say, who's going to win this fight? Technically speaking, Maya is the bigger man, but when you look, they match up. They're the same height.
Oh, definitely not the same height.
You don't think? I mean,
No.
There's a huge height difference. There's a huge height difference here. That's what I meant. Maya is going to be the bigger man. He has a 4-inch reach. A height advantage. Woodley has a reach advantage, a 2-inch reach advantage, and that's what I was talking about when I said they're equal. Their legs are going to their leg length is about the same, but I don't really see either one of these guys, the leg length even being a factor. It comes down to the wrestling ability, and I think the most important thing for Woodley is just to be patient. Lull him into a sense of boredom as I mean, make this, I would make this fight as boring as possible until I was able to land a big shot, just like I did with Wonder, just like he did with Wonder Boy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, before I analyze this fight, I just want to say that this fight is very old school to me. It reminds me of Hoist Gracie and Chemo.
Yes, and, exactly. This is, you could scratch this off and just say UFC 3.
Yeah, it's a style matchup. It's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter versus a wrestler with an overhand right and power.
Yes. You know?
And what Tyron's going to have to do in order to win is to disengage, don't touch him, don't even get near him, and just keep him at bay, use that power that he has to use his takedown defense, just get away from the guy. Because Damian just wants to hug you, he wants to get on your back and choke you out. He wants to have contact at all times, and that's been extremely effective for him in his last 7 fights now. He's on a major streak, and he's just been submitting everyone left and right, not in his last fight against Jorge Masvidal, which is, I see it playing out in a similar fashion, but I just think that Tyron's on a different level athletically, and I think that he's going to have the power that's necessary to keep Damian at bay.
Now, here's the other... Now, I agree with you. The thing about it is, when you look at Damian Maia, he's so dangerous. He should be a middleweight. But he's fighting at a welterweight. He's a big welterweight. Man, I hate saying this, but like I said, boring fight. You got to make this a boring fight. The problem, and why I'm a little worried for Woodley is, Woodley is very confident in his wrestling ability. The only reason why he wasn't a national champion was he ended up losing to Johnny Hendricks. He's a world-class wrestler. And I think, you know, I worry that he's not going to worry about Damian Maia's wrestling. He's going to be prepared to go to the ground. It's a bad place for him. This is the only fighter that I ever look at, that I look at as just a bad matchup for him. I just don't like it. Now, with that being said, who do you think's going to win this fight, and how?
I think Tyron's going to have the ability to dictate where this fight goes. So I'm going to have him by unanimous decision. It's going to be a snore fest. I mean, and if it's not that way, it's either Damian gets a quick submission or Tyron gets a quick knockout. But I just see it playing out in the long run. Tyron's going to be cautious as he's been throughout his run, other than the Robbie Lawler fight. And I just see him winning just based on pure athleticism and power.
Interesting. I keep thinking about this, and I keep shifting.
I do the same, but I'm just trying to give you my pick right now.
And I'm going to tell you how I've went back and forth on this fight. And when I break down the fight, the first time I thought about this fight, I said, Damian Maia is the one guy that can make things bad. I'm taking Damian Maia. Then the second time, I took Woodley. The third time I looked at this thing, I took Maia. And the fourth time I looked at it, I took Maia. As much as, you know what? Just because the styles make fight, unless Woodley is able to land a big shot and he makes this fight boring, I'm actually going to take Damian Maia as a new champion.
I'm not surprised. I can't believe I just
went against Tyron Woodley.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
It's a stylistic matchup on both sides. These guys are going to see whose game matches up better with one another. And they are in one way each other's kryptonite. I mean,
yeah.
It's insane. I mean, one's got knockout power and he's a strong wrestler, and then one has world-class jiu-jitsu.
Well, see, and that's the reason why I'm taking Damian Maia in this fight. When you look at this and you say world-class wrestler versus world-class jiu-jitsu guy, both guys feel like, I can go on the ground with this guy. I can handle him on the ground. But on the stand-up game, Damian Maia doesn't make no, you know, he's not delusional. He doesn't think, like, I can get there and I'll trade blow for blow with him. Damian Maia already knows, I have to worry about the big shot from Tyron Woodley. So he's going to give that respect. But I don't know if Woodley's going to give Maya's jiu-jitsu the respect that it deserves. And that's where he could get in trouble. Also, the other thing, the other reason why, and guys, Tyron Woodley is one of my favorite fighters. You know, I'm a big Tyron Woodley fan. But the other reason why is if Damian Maia takes him down to the ground, let's say he doesn't submit him in the first. But, you know, and let's say, you know, Woodley beats him up a little bit in the second, and Maia takes him down in the third, and you go into the fourth. I think it's a wrap at that point. You get to, you think a unanimous decision, but the one thing that I've always worried about Tyron Woodley on is stamina. And if you go to the fourth round or the fifth round, and Woodley gets tired, that's when Maia will take over, and that's a bad situation for him. Do you agree that the stamina is going to be an issue?
That's something I'm really interested in, because Damian's going to fight Tyron like no fighter has ever fought Tyron before. He's going to try to wrestle with him. He's going to try to grapple with him, and that takes a lot of energy. What Tyron has been doing in the past few fights is he's been putting his back against the cage, circling around, conserving his energy, doing major outbursts of like overhand rights and major leg kicks and just powerful punches. He's not going to be able to do that with Damian, because Damian is going to try to suffocate him. He's going to try to become that backpack.
Okay, so let's say in the first round, he's able to take this and make it a wrestling match. And let's say they go back and forth. They just keep on going back and forth. It's a rough fight. Rough ground and pound fight round. Round two is a rough ground and pound. Do you have the confidence in Tyron Woodley's stamina, which has been an Achilles heel for him, to go five rounds with a grappling-type fight?
I'm not too confident in Damian's stamina either.
Oh, now see, there's something I wasn't prepared for.
Damian, as we have mentioned, he is a huge welterweight.
He's a huge welterweight.
He had a short camp for this. Dana just arranged this fight like nothing. He just arranged it. He gave him a month or two to prepare, and that's a short camp for him. He even expresses concerns and how he's going to have to take it really slow and really try to peak at the end of his camp. Now, in his past fights, I've seen him gas before. I've seen him gas against Rory McDonald. I've seen him fade a little bit against Jake Shields. I've seen it. And a major reason why is because of that major weight cut. And a lot of those were grappling-heavy fights. Now, Tyron was a wrestler. and mm-hmm. they're go all the time. They're always about those winning each and every battle. Whereas in jiu-jitsu, it's more about flowing. It's about taking your opportunities when you can, but there's brag periods, there's rest, and all this. I'm not sure about either man's gas tank. I just don't know.
Really? Now, see, that's the one thing I wasn't... I mean, I'm not... Because of the way Brazilian jiu-jitsu goes, David Maia has the ability, and he does this a lot. That's why they call him the human backpack. He can get on your back and make you carry his weight as he's just resting there, you know, just taking his time. He can take his time and wait for an opening, a boring opening, the open up for, you know, a neck crank, a rear naked choke. You know, there's lots of things, but he can rest as he's doing, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. There are moments where you can actually be doing, you can be on the offensive while resting, you know. And if you look at the last fight he had, that first round, if I remember correctly, he was on, I forget who he
fought. Jorge Masvidal.
Remember he was on Masvidal's
back? Yeah, he was just hanging on to him.
Just hanging on to him. Just
making him carry all of his weight.
Masvidal was carrying his weight. He's resting, waiting for that opening to finish that rear naked choke. That's the kind of stuff that works well for Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But wrestling is power move, speed move, power move, speed move, power. You know, it's always engaging. There is no, I'm going to rest while holding you and preparing to get this hold in. It's not built, wrestling's not built that way. That's why I kind of worry about Woodley. And like I said, I like Woodley as champ, and you know, but it's just such a bad match. Am I swaying you at all?
No, because what I've seen in the past few Woodley fights is he's learning how to pace himself.
That's the thing that I agree with you on. But that worries me. That worries me as well. And the reason why it worries me as well is Woodley took a lot of criticism for the Wonder Boy fight about how boring it was. And, you know, the first two rounds were 10-10 rounds because no one did anything. Is he going to feel pressured to actually make this an exciting fight? Because if he feels pressured, that could be bad news for him.
I think Woodley only cares about one thing, and that's taking home the W. I think he wants to become, he said it himself, he wants to become the greatest of all time at the welterweight division, and he's going to do whatever it takes to win. And we've seen that against Robbie Lawler, and we've seen that against, sorry, I'm blanking right here. We've seen that against even Wonderboy Thompson.
Wonderboy, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think it, I mean, if he fought basically the same fight against Wonderboy twice, I don't see his game plan changing other than the fact that he has to face a grappler. He's still going to go for that W.
If he fights the Wonder Boy way, Dana will be upset. The crowd will be upset. But it's the right decision on his part to be patient, look for an opening, pace himself with huge, quick bursts of energy and power, and then back to pacing himself. Then, if he does that, I have him winning by KO.
Yeah, and I like those types of fights too, because it becomes more of a chess match, and I think Damian is completely fine with a chess match as well. I mean, that's what jiu-jitsu is, human chess match.
All right, so finally, the final results. I have Damian Maia winning, and you have Tyron Woodley, right?
That's it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to cover some more fights from this card. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast. part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.